Good evening, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And I have with me in the studio tonight Dr. Brian Grigsby, president of Moravian College. Welcome, Brian.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you back. Listeners, you may recall that Dr. Grigsby, although I'll call him Brian, but Dr. Grigsby became the 16th president leading Moravian College. And in those 3 years, there have been a lot of changes. And tonight we're going to be talking about some of the campus growth, the student growth, as well as talking about the role of Moravian in the greater Lehigh Valley community. Brian was with us shortly after he started as the 16th president. And so we are going to be catching up with what's been happening in those 3 years. So before I get a chance to let him talk, I want to just remind everybody a little bit about the history of Moravian, because we will be weaving that throughout the program as well. The college traces its roots to the Bethlehem Female Seminary, started in 1742 in Germantown, Pennsylvania, as the first school for young women in the U.S. It was created by Beninga, a Countess von Zinzendorf. She was the daughter of Count Nicholas von Zinzendorf, and she was at the age of 16 when she founded this school and became the benefactor. The school then moved to the Lehigh Valley community and became a part of the Moravian College Theological Seminary in 1807, which was the Nazareth Hall portion. I may have that a little mixed up. Brian's going to correct us here. In 1952, the two schools, the Moravian in Bethlehem and the one in Nazareth, combined to form a single coeducational modern institute. So 54 versus a lot of the other schools that were male and became female co-ed in the 70s, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So Moravian has been sort of leading the edge for a long time, correct?
As Brian? Always.
As always.
Before the country was even a country.
Well, and for those of you that have paid attention to some of their ads, which I just love, there is something about still a little revolutionary, correct?
Yeah, that's our tagline right now.
Yeah, that's perfect based on all of this history that the college has. So let's see, what can I tell you a little bit more about Moravian before we start? According to the statistics on the website, each student receives two Apples, not the red type, a MacBook Pro and an iPad when they come to school. Technology has definitely invaded the studying and the education. Moravian is in the top 3% in a national ranking and the top in the Lehigh Valley and number 2 in Pennsylvania. 98% of their graduates have jobs within 6 months of graduation, and their financial aid awards have totaled $30 million a year. Wow, yeah. For a small school in Lehigh Valley, PA. Brian, let's talk about what happened in 2013 when you arrived, as far as the school, its growth, its students, and what you're experiencing now in 2016, as far as enrollment, acceptance.
Well, enrollment has been skyrocketing, and so has applications. We have been becoming much more selective over the last, especially the last two cycles, because our applications have been significantly increasing. We're growing to a campus of about 2,000 undergraduates and 500 graduate students. We've added a number of new graduate programs that have been coming on, mostly in the health sciences area, but we have a outstanding program in education and nursing, and we continue to foster those programs as we grow new programs.
And it's been amazing that, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the construction expansion to accommodate all this a little bit later, but from what I'm hearing from some of our other education institutions, the application process is overwhelming, but the number of applicants overall seems to be decreasing from high school graduates that go on to college.
Right.
And you're sort of going...
We're bucking that trend.
Again.
yes. But, you know, there's good news in that. In the economy is improving, obviously, that there's jobs out there for students without college degrees. you know, people argue, well, do you need a college degree? It's not an either or situation. We need both college educated people and people who want to be in the trade industry. Mm-hmm. So
correct.
It's not a simple answer. There's not enough people coming out right now to fill the people who are retiring.
Yeah, we've got that wave of baby boomers that are,
correct.
You know.
And you can make a very wonderful living without a college degree, but the evidence shows that with a college degree, you'll most likely make $1 million more over your lifetime. So it's still a very good investment. It has a 15% return on investment year after year. That's better than any money you could stick in
Absolutely.
The stock market right
Absolutely.
Now. So it is a good investment. Is it right for every single student? No.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't be pushing that it is the end all for all students. But for the large majority of students, it is the way to a successful life and career.
So, Brian, where are your students coming from? Where are you pulling all this additional enrollment from?
We're still primarily the Lehigh Valley's college. I mean, most of our students come from a circumference of the Lehigh Valley.
Okay.
About 95% of our students come from a two-hour radius. You know, if you take a two-hour driving radius on an average driving day,
okay.
You cover most of the population of the Northeast. I mean, we live in a great area. We do
Terrific.
Not have to be traveling
yes.
to California to attract students who are high quality. There's many right here in our backyard. And Moravian has been dedicated to that. That's been our long history is we were the Bethlehem Steel Kids College.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, The often joke is that, you know, if you were the kid whose dad was working on the line at Bethlehem Steel and you wanted a better life for your kid, they could go to Moravian.
Okay.
And that's really kind of the long history here, long modern history of being the working class kids school. And we have a lot of that feel on the campus.
There's a sense of community on the campus from what I read about the
yes.
college. Yes.
It's one of the amazing things is every time I come back and visit as an alum, you'd be walking in the quad and all the students say hi to you. And after the fifth time of a student saying hi, good morning, or whatever, you realize, oh, I'm back on Moravian's campus. That's right. We all say hi to each other. So it's not common at every other college, but it's very common at Moravian that the students are feel a sense of community there.
Yeah, and listeners, if you weren't with us a couple years ago when Brian was here, you should be aware that he was an undergrad and got his BS degree at Moravian College, went on to get his other degrees and his doctorate, and now has come back. So you're the first president that has done that, correct?
No, I'm the second president.
Second, okay.
President Halpert was the first president that is an alumni president.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So he has a real spectrum of things to pull from. In fact, there was this yearbook picture, correct? A soccer. You're trying
yes.
to forget.
I'm
that
trying
I remember.
To forget those. Yes.
Oh, that's great. I'm not telling you what year he graduated in. Okay. In 2013, you had said, and I'm going to quote from I think what you said when you got took over as president, our challenge is great. We are preparing many of our students for careers that do not currently exist or are changing very rapidly. We are also preparing students for lives where they will most likely have 3 to 4 different careers. This is why liberal arts education is more important today than ever before. It provides the students with the transferable skills that are needed in any career. Do you feel that this is a good representation of the education challenge today yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Beyond doubt. I mean, you're looking at, you know, people are estimating that the students that are coming into college or soon to come into college, they will by choice work until they're 80. Because life expectancy is going to go so much further.
Wow.
And we're asking them at 18 years old, pick the career you're going to do for the rest of your life. That's silly. What we need to be doing is giving them all the skills of liberal arts And we can, I regularly say at open houses, we are training you, we can train you right now for the career you think you want to have and the two or three other careers you will most likely have over the course of your life. So yes, if you want to be a nurse, come to Moravian, we'll train you and we will prepare you well to be a nurse. But we will also ensure that you have quantitative, qualitative analysis, critical thinking skills, be able to write well and communicate well, speak well, be a leader, be a team builder. All those liberal arts skills that are transferable to any number of careers, because most likely you're going to transfer your careers over time, or we don't know what career you're going to have yet. And when you get out, those skills are useful in any career.
Yeah, it's just amazing for me to think about the fact that the jobs that these students will embark upon and provide support to haven't been defined yet. You know, it just is amazing to think about that.
Well, I think about when I was at school at Moravian, the internet just started. Mm-hmm. And geez, everybody needed web page designers. And so, because no one knew how to do that, no one knew how to write the code for that. And so all these for-profit colleges jumped on board of, we're going to produce web page designers, and that's all they're going to know how to do. Well, once we flood the market with that, or someone builds a piece of software, or Google shows up, and anybody can do it, what do those people do now if they don't have those other transferable skills that the liberal arts gives you?
Right.
So they can, the ones that had that moved on to other careers or were entrepreneurial or developed new programs. The ones that didn't have that, they have to then go back for some kind of retraining.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I think about that. When I was first working at Lehigh University, the students were showing me how to do HTML. And I thought, oh, I'll never understand how to do this. But now we have the text version, which allows us to do anything we want, basically, on that. Interesting. Are there any new challenges that have come up as far as education for the future in the last 3 years that you didn't foresee or that you thought might happen and it's a reality now?
Well, I believe strongly that if you can guarantee that students graduate with strong liberal arts skills and a strong major, and they graduate with technology, understanding how to use technology and be more producers of technology than just consumers, that's the greatest problem with our generation right now is they're great consumers, but they're not producers of technology. And so that's what they need to learn at college. And then you give them a sense of giving back to the community, that the community has given them a lot and they need to give back. And then they get some kind of global experience. Then they are ready to tackle the world.
Yeah.
So what I'm really excited about right now is we have a great faculty. We have a great fantastic faculty and staff that prepares them with the liberal arts and a great major. And we're about now ready to embark on the community service component of the curriculum. And after that, we're going to take on the international global challenges of the college.
Wow. And let's talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about the community outreach and we'll mention this again, but for those of you who saw the paper on the 31st, I got it from the Express Times. Four schools in the Lehigh Valley make Princeton Review's list of best colleges, of which, of course, Moravian is listed there. I was excited to see that. And the students talk about not only the town, but they talk about the fabulous programs and the professors are fantastic. And so that goes to support the relationship that you're trying to build. The students are feeling it.
Our faculty is phenomenal. You know, I think one of the things that we have is we get a lot of unconfident, competent learners.
Young.
And our faculty are so good at saying, you're charming, we like you, we still like you, but this is not going to cut it anymore. And you need to step up your game.
Wow.
And they step up their game in ways they never thought was possible.
Uh-huh.
And it's a testament to the faculty and our staff, because in that Princeton Review, we were the number five student government in the country.
Correct. Yes.
And that's a testament to the staff of how do we, in a civil, collegial way, disagree and build a sense of community without decimating it. Imagine if we could get that feeling in the general country.
I'm thinking Congress. Do you have anybody down on the road to Congress?
Exactly. And I'm so proud of our students. I'm so proud of our staff that shows them how to have civil discord and respect for one another's ideas. Many times you sit there amazed that they're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old dealing with this, but we're preparing them for a future. And then you have the faculty who are just constantly there for the students, challenging them to improve their academics, and they do just amazing things. I mean, the effects of Moravian alumni are all around us every single day. So it's wonderful.
Yes, they are. Now, before the show started, we were talking a little bit about Moravian's population, and you said that it's a, well, on the show you just said it was about a 2-hour. Yep. But you have a number of international students, correct?
We do. We have grown our international program and diversified it. We have students from France. We have a couple students from South Africa, students that have come from Tanzania through a relationship with Central Moravian Church. It is a much more vibrant campus. We're about 6% right now international, with a goal of 10% international. I'm going to Tanzania soon to do the convocation speech at Teku University, which is our sister college in Tanzania. It's a Moravian church related school. And we're going down to Mexico soon and talking about Mexican students coming. And we're looking at, we have students from Turkey and from Saudi Arabia, from Iran, and from Eastern Europe, all those kind of areas. We have one from the Czech Republic. So we're very much diversifying. This is a way of bringing global citizenship into the campus so that students are better prepared for the global citizenship they're going to see when they get out there.
Well, that exists today that most of us who are, you know, my age or a little bit younger haven't been prepared for.
Yes.
And society was very different when we were going to college. So, that's terrific. How do these students find out about Moravian, Brian?
The international students, we use agents.
Okay.
We visit private high schools throughout the U.S. that bring in international students. They hear it from word of mouth. One person in their family comes and has a great experience, and they tell others. So there's a variety. We travel. We have a person in charge of international recruiting who is fantastic, and she gets out to travel to different high schools and internationally. She also uses agents that bring people in.
So has the international connections.
Yep.
That's terrific. Listeners, we're going to be taking a short break momentarily, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about Moravian College and what's been happening the last 3 years. I'm hoping that you'll stay tuned, because this next section has a lot of information about the outreach that's been going on in the building. So this is Sally Hanlon, and I am talking with Dr. Brian Grigsby, president of Moravian College. I want to thank you for listening. We'll be back shortly.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Discourse. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening. I'm talking to Dr. Brian Grigsby, president of Moravian College, and we're talking about what Moravian has been experiencing the last 3 years since Brian has taken helm as the 16th president. Before we broke for the break, that we were talking about students, international students, and sort of the expansion of the college in their enrollment base. But I would like to know, Brian, what have you found to be the most aha moment the last 3 years, the most challenging moment? Can you share with our listeners maybe something unexpected that has occurred these 3 years?
Well, I think the most wonderful part, we get back to the students. When all other colleges were having protests and sit-ins last year, dealing with racial issues, our campus sent students, the Black Student Union, sent me one of the most adult letters asking for a meeting, providing me with support, not just criticism, areas where they found to be critical and deficient, but proposals for ways they thought that we should think about changing behaviors and actions. And it was just so different than any other college president was dealing with. And they came into my office. They were civil. They were polite. They were good Moravian students. And we implemented a lot of their activities. Yes, we didn't get national press coverage because they weren't doing a sit-in on the front lawn of the president's office. But, you know, we were teaching them really great ways to be an adult in a very difficult, diverse society right now. So I was very proud of them. It was my greatest pride moment.
Well, and going back to what you were saying about the student government and the recognition and the ability to have interaction and still be civil and come up with compromise, I think is just so critical. Boy, what a great example.
Yeah.
Of the lesson learned and put into daily use. Okay, so I promised our listeners a little bit about what's been exploding over there in the northern side of Bethlehem. So let's talk about the construction that has been going on, is going on. What are we going to see differently down there? Let's talk first about what's already been done, and that's the new Sports Medicine Rehab Center.
Yes. So that was the former Bethlehem Racquetball Club. It was a fitness center I used to use.
Me too, years ago.
And it turned out better than I possibly could imagine. We invested close to $8 million into rehabbing that building and turning it into something we all are proud of downtown. And right now, St. Luke's is in there with the largest sports medicine rehab center. So you can go there and be rehabbed.
Okay.
And we have started our athletic training program. So we have 10 students in an athletic training. We are about ready to start our occupational therapy program. And in the near future, we will have physical therapy and speech pathology, all located in that center.
Will these be undergraduate or graduate?
They're all graduate programs.
Graduate programs.
So
okay.
we'll eventually have a doctorate of athletic training, a doctorate of physical therapy, a doctorate of occupational therapy, and a master's of speech pathology. So those are all new programs. We're all in the midst of varied degrees of accreditation and getting accreditation for those programs, depending on the professional agency and how they work. But this is, we are one of only 8 programs in the country that do an integrative health science.
Beautiful.
So that nursing student needs to know how the occupational therapist thinks. We put them together, which most colleges don't do. The nursing student stays in nursing programs. The occupational therapy student stays in occupational therapy programs, and they don't know how each other speak or what they need to do. We're changing that. And because of our great partnership with St. Luke's, we are the only one in the country. Of those 8 that's left, we're the only one attached to a major health network. So our students just simply walk downstairs and they're in clinicals with the doctors that are right there from St. Luke's. So this is an incredible gem for both Moravian, Bethlehem,
Lehigh Valley.
The area.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't realize that. I mean, I've seen the outward transition of the building, and it looked quite nice, but I hadn't realized what all was going on inside of it.
Well, we're all going to need physical therapy and
yes,
rehab as we all age. So having this center right down there, and it's great. Bethlehem School District also uses St. Luke's. We're able to get our students as athletic training into clinicals out at the Bethlehem School District. We save the school district money because our students are doing their clinicals. The mm-hmm. school district doesn't have to hire as many athletic trainers. It's a great win-win for the school district and for Moravian. So we're really excited about the program.
Okay, now you said you're going to have OT and PT. Any time frames on when those will be made available?
We're going to start our OT program. The plan is to start it in the summer.
Okay, next year, 2017.
And PT and speech pathology the year after that.
Okay, so 2018. So listeners, if you have students or yourself are interested, start looking. Yeah, and knowing Brian and what he's done in 3 years, yeah, hold on. So you're going to see it quickly. Let's talk about the summer of 2016, which has been, I think you called it, summer campus transition.
Yes.
What all is going on over there? I see the cranes and the equipment.
Well, we completed the John Makovic Field. So John Makovic was a longtime coach. He was my coach for the soccer.
Okay.
And through generous donations from the alums, we were able to name the soccer field after him.
Nice.
So we turfed the soccer field and lit it and extended it for regulation. It was no longer, it wasn't regulation when I played on it. It is now regulation. We now are able to host night games. Last night I sat out there. I watched the women's soccer game and the men's soccer game, and both of whom won, by the way.
Oh, congratulations.
It was wonderful. There was probably 300-400 students out there because it's now can be at night. Where they can come out from the dorms. They're not in labs. They're not in other practices as athletes. So they can enjoy the community and the camaraderie. So that field is a great addition to the, and it's right in the center of campus. So we're really proud of that. And then we have started construction on our new, the Sally Breitigam McShevitz Health Science Building. So that is going to house our world-class nursing program, our new public health program, our new informatics program, which is the way it's a computer science program, uses data and gets decisions, brings out of data decisions that you can make in healthcare, in business, in any other area.
Wow.
So those three are going to be housed in that building.
Terrific. And that building is slated to be done next fall?
August, this coming summer.
Okay,
August
2017.
2017.
Wow, that's amazing. I want to go back to the soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Is Moravian the only school that has lights for nighttime soccer in the area? Do any of your competitors have?
I don't think so. I think we probably have the best pitch in the conference, both the Landmark and the Centennial Conference. Right now for soccer.
Okay, so you may become the site for playoffs.
We're hoping.
Yeah,
we're
tournaments
hoping that will.
And all that kind of thing. Now, your campus is also used over the summer by workshops and classes and schools coming in and...
Yeah, a variety of things. Athletic summer camps, basketball, soccer, football, all those kind of camps are there. Where we have the writing conference that occurs during off hours. There's a variety of academic enterprises that go on throughout the summer. We're lighter than a lot of college campuses. We like to be able to shine up our campus. And so we restrict use. We just redid all of Rao Hassler for those alums in the audience right now. You know, we have very old dormitories. They're wonderful old dormitories, but they need to be upgraded every now and then. And so we just upgraded one of the big dorms.
You know, I was thinking about my dorm years ago and wondering about the kids with all this technology and where to plug it in because there wouldn't have been enough outlets. I mean, I had a portable typewriter, giving away that age. Mm-hmm. So that was all I needed. And we were lucky we had a stereo. But so how do you accommodate all that in these old facilities?
You run new lines.
So you're running them all over the place.
Yeah, you bring in new electric lines because they weren't built for this kind of for this kind of electricity that needs. But for students at Moravian, we're a little bit better in the sense that, you know, the batteries recharge. So we need just lots of charging stations that are available in the student union and other areas like that. But no, electricity to old buildings is a challenge.
Yeah. Now let's talk a little bit about the North and the South Campus, because when we talked 3 years ago, that was just sort of after the South Campus, at least residential dorms, opened. And there's that Moravian Mile sort of between the two. Yeah. How is that working out for the students and getting in between and all that kind of stuff?
Much better. This year we did a transition. So we released students off campus because we've grown beyond our residential capacity. So okay. Students were allowed to have apartments off campus, which was something people wanted in the community. They wanted the students to return to the apartments that surround the college. So we have students living off campus. We brought all our freshman students, our first year students, primarily up into the North Campus. And the South Campus is the newest dorm has primarily become a sophomore dorm. So many of our sophomore students are getting to experience being downtown, and they love it because they get to go out to the restaurants. There's so much nightlife going on downtown. It's just steps away from them. So it's a great addition having these two campuses. This is something different than almost every other liberal arts college to have these two separate campuses.
Yeah, and the proximity of the southern residential, you know, to both north side and south side. I mean, once the Fahey Bridge gets done, it's going to be an easy walk over to that district.
Oh, yeah. The Lehigh Pizza is one of the favorite Moravian destinations.
They have a Moravian pizza?
Yes.
That's great. You had mentioned alums and the soccer stadium and support there. You've been traveling a bit. Where have the alums located? Are they all over? Do you find them around the Lehigh Valley still?
About 50% of our alums live and work in the Lehigh Valley. You know, people talk about the brain drain of Pennsylvania, and it's true, but it's a generalization. Moravian is not part of that problem. You cannot graduate from the public school system in the Lehigh Valley without being educated by a Moravian alum. 45% of our students found jobs in the Lehigh Valley after graduation. We do not have the brain drain problems that a lot of other places do because of the great economy that is the Lehigh Valley. You know, if you're at Penn State, there's not very much business. There's not a lot of industry for them to get jobs in.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
If you...
It's the college. The college is the industry.
The college is the industry, yeah. Right. So a lot of those students have to go somewhere else.
Right.
Here, we focus on co-ops. We focus on internships. They're getting their first job in the Lehigh Valley, and they're going to stay there through St. Luke's and our clinicals that were given by St. Luke's. They're going to be employed by St. Luke's through all the wonderful relationships we have with the Bethlehem School District. Our students have to do student teaching. Bethlehem School opens their doors for us. There's their first employment. So we solve a lot of the problems of the brain drain that you talk about through our co-ops and through our internships.
Well, and speaking of working with the school district, there was an article that was out in April about two scholarships full scholarships that Moravian granted to a Freedom High School and a Liberty High School. Let's share with our listeners about that and how it came about and who the scholarship winners are.
Well, it's absolutely wonderful because we talked about this. The superintendent, Roy, and myself met, and it's a great way for the college to give back. to the community that gives us so much. So he picks the students. There was over 130 applicants.
Wow.
And between the two
schools.
And we decided we would choose one from Liberty and one from Freedom, and they would get a full tuition-free ride to Moravian. So it was better. You want to talk about ahas and happiness. It was better than I could ever imagine, both the students that he got and the celebration of these students. Because, you know, many students, college may not be a discussion at the family table.
Mm-hmm.
And this sparks a lot of discussion about maybe I can afford college. Maybe college is something for me. And at least thinking about that for these students. So I couldn't be happier with the leadership of Superintendent Roy and the relationship we have with the Bethlehem School District.
Now, is this going to be something offered on a periodic, ongoing basis?
Every year. So right now he's in the midst of starting the next round of this. And we'll do the celebration again when they have picked. He is picking the students who are academically gifted. They are able to succeed at Moravian, but they're financially not thinking college is a possibility for them. So truly will change
their lives. Absolutely. And it's such an amazing thing. I don't know of a college, and I have some limited research, that has done this type of cooperation with the school district to offer such an amazing program.
Well, the Moravian Faith founded Bethlehem. They're celebrating their 200.
Yeah.
And they gave, as a gift to the secular world, Moravian College, so people could get educated. It's not unprecedented for us in that history to give the gift again to other people in the Bethlehem community. So,
yeah. Well, the Moravians have done an awful lot. And I know years ago I had Charlene Donches-Mauer on mm-hmm. the show to talk about some of the gifts. And in addition to the pharmacy and the hospital and all that kind of stuff, I mean, Sometimes we in Bethlehem today don't realize the strength of the roots that were provided to us by the Moravian community.
Right. It is the reason why I think Moravian College has such a strong community. It's those roots.
Yeah. Well, and it's nice to see, as I said to Brian before the show, it's nice to see the outreach that's going on at Moravian now, because for a long time it wasn't as integrated into the community, and now Moravian, through his leadership, is getting much more so. In fact, let's talk about September 21st.
Sure. So September 21st, we're doing something as part of our 275th anniversary celebration. We remind everybody that there's only five colleges in front of us that can celebrate 275 years.
Okay.
So we're doing a Heritage Day, and what we're asking all our students, they have a day off from classes. They will come in to Johnston Hall, and we will do a love feast, which is a Moravian celebration of community, love, and goodwill. It's not Christian related. It is simply saying that our similarities are more than our differences, and it'd be great to have some food. so that we're doing that. We're going to talk about the history of Moravian College, the history of Bethlehem, and then we are going to depart, and 2,000 of our students, faculty, and staff are going to do high-quality community service in the Bethlehem area.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. We're going to take a short break. This is Sally Hanlon. I'm talking with Dr. Brian Grigsby, president of Moravian College, and this is Lehigh Valley Discourse.
Celtic Fair, a celebration of Celtic music and culture from its roots in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Galicia, and Brittany to its branches in Australia, Cape Breton, Canada, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and the Lehigh Valley. Bringing you music, interviews, and a weekly culture calendar every Thursday from 7 to 9 on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Discourse. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening, and I'm talking to Dr. Brian Grigsby, who's president of Moravian College. And we're talking about his tenure, 3 years now at Moravian College, and what's been going on. Before the most recent break, we were talking about the Love Feast and 2,000 students departing into Bethlehem. Yeah. So can you share a little bit more about that? Do you have any idea what directions they're going in?
Well, there's buses coming. They're taking them in all sorts of directions. There's nonprofits that are coming to campus and doing the activities on campus. It is, I'm so happy for my vice president of student life and director of co-ops and internships, Amy Saul, put all this together because it's heroic.
This is amazing. Yes, what an event.
Yeah. So they'll go out for 4 hours and serve the community, and then they'll come back and we'll reflect on that. And so the goal here is to realize you didn't get here by yourself. Lots of people have contributed for you to get here, all the way back to 275 years ago when Benigna started the school. That's a contribution for you to be here. Realize it's not just you. You have a service. You have a need to give back to the community. And so we'll reflect on that, and we're hoping that if this is not a way of your life, we have shown you a way to access it, to give back to your community, and these students will do this over and over again because now they know what it's like to meet the people at Habitat for Humanity or the Red Cross or the United Way, and they can go there on their own and say, hey, I would like to do a couple more hours. That was pretty fun, and they will give back to their community over their lifetimes.
Yeah, it's not a faceless organization.
Right.
Bring some ties, and it may offer some career opportunities that they never even thought of.
Yes. So then, and because our faculty are so outstanding, they will be working on reflecting on this because one of the Moravian hallmarks is reflection. We focus on that with our students as part of the strategic plan. Mm-hmm. Reflect on your life and your impact on the world. This faculty will be helping the students reflect on what it means to give back, how that's a viable contribution to society as long as it's sustained. So we're looking forward to a great day.
Well, I'll be anxious to read about it or hear about it from you as to how everything transpired. You mentioned a sort of strategy. What's your strategy going forward? What are you looking at for the next 3 to 5 years for Moravian?
We have lots of things, right now we're catching our breath as buildings are being built. And alumni relations, our alumni are great. They're giving back in higher percentage with larger gifts.
Nice.
So they're seeing the value and the strength that the college has, and they want to be part of that. That helps fund student scholarships and building of new buildings. We have a list of things that we need to now start getting to after we get done with the health science building. We have to look at our athletic complex down by Steel Field, mm-hmm. and think about how to renovate and renew that facility. That's very historic and very old.
Yes, it is.
We have to look at the hub, the student union. That needs to be renovated and upgraded to serve more students and to be able to feed them.
Well, yeah, you had mentioned the last time, and I hadn't really thought about feeding all those growing young
right.
students. That's a job.
Yep, it is. So, so those are things that are going to be on the horizon for us, hiring new faculty. And I've said as our goal that we will be a Phi Beta Kappa. This takes many, many times to apply, but persistence wins.
What does that mean?
Phi Beta Kappa is one of the highest distinctions of academics in the country.
Is it overall?
There's a criteria to get in,
okay.
and it's very hard to get in. They only accept applications every 3 years. And so you move forward. It's quite often a distinction of a high-level liberal arts college.
Okay.
So that's on our forefront for our academics, plus lots of other accreditations. We'll be hiring faculty and all those kind of fun things that that will continue to drive the quality of Moravian.
Well, that, and I think, and the partnerships, I'm sure there's going to be more opportunities for the college to develop partnerships beyond St. Luke's and the Bethel Mary School District.
Sure, absolutely. You know, as we move into more partnerships with co-ops and internships and corporations that want to also invest in the future of education, that those will all be coming around the corner.
Yeah. I read recently, I was doing some workforce research, and by 2025, 75% of our workforce will be millennials.
Yeah.
And what was even more sort of aha, eye-opening, scary to me is the millennials is the generation that have been raised with the internet. They've been raised with all these. So, I mean, technology will be integrated into their lives, where in my life it's still something I'm at,
right,
versus integrated. But what that means for the first education, number one, but the employers, I mean, it is a completely different way of working. And
correct. And you see it all around you right now. I mean, you see it in how, you know, students will text me. I had a student this morning wrote me about a problem they were having, and I had to go, you know, at three other meetings, and it was 2 hours later, and I got another email. Did you get my email? Because I'm supposed to be on all the time. They are.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I hope the baby boomers reflect on this, because they were seen as the radical generation, the revolution, and they did many great things. Mm-hmm. Their generation changed America. The millennials are going to do that too. I'm the Generation X. We're so small, no one ever hears from us.
You're quietly in the background.
Right. But they're going to change our society. And, you know, it's easy to poo-poo that generation, but, you know, I hope the baby boomers remember what it was like to be poo-pooed by the generation older than them.
Well, that's if our memory lasts that long. We'll have to go to Ginkgo the rehab.
Biloba.
Yeah, we'll have to go to the rehab center and have physical occupational therapy and get back into things. Wow, it's just incredible the direction that you have gone with the college, the way the college has been supporting you, the Moravian community, the students, the international community. Let's talk a little bit about some of your travel in this past year, 2 years. I mean, you had mentioned taking the footsteps of Comenius.
Yeah.
Over
the summer, we went to Prague. Comenius is the father of modern education. He's the statue out front. There are three statues of that exact statue. There's one at Moravian College. There's one at his birth in Prague. And there's one at his death in Amsterdam. So that was kind of the impetus. We're going to go follow Comenius.
Okay.
Comenius was radical about education. He believed education was worthy of all, boys and girls, rich and poor.
And when did he live?
He lived in the 16th century.
Okay.
So it was just before, century before the Moravians came over.
Okay.
He believed in that education should be fun, not bad or punishment. And many of what we experience today, he wrote about as the way education should be changed. So we followed his footsteps. I presented at the International Comenius Conference in Prague, and my article on the state of the U.S. of U.S. higher education is being published in their journal. So that was a very, I felt like an academic again, doing that kind of work. But we just got to travel around. We ended up in Naarden, where he's buried, and it was just a wonderful time to kind of get to see who the father of Moravian's education is. I mean, one little thing people don't know is that Comenius turned down the first presidency to Harvard. He in Cotton Mather's journal, it says that the rejection of Comenius of Harvard was the greatest blow to the fledgling colony. And he rejected it because they wouldn't educate all.
Just the men.
Right.
Interesting. Now, help me because I should know this, but I don't. Comenius was Moravian?
He was Moravian. He was a bishop. He was part of the Bohemian Revolution, the first Protestant revolution against the Jesuits. And the Jesuits won in his country, and so he was outcast. He could not return to his country. But if you go to the Czech Republic, their krone is a picture of him. All their money is his picture.
Interesting.
So there's very national loyalty towards him and pride.
Wow. Now, and you had mentioned you're going to be going to Tanzania to present or to do the be the convocation speaker at your sister college. Does Moravian have any other sister colleges, or is this the main one?
Well, we do consider Salem College one of our sister colleges down Winston-Salem.
Okay.
That's the longest-running continuous women's college. As you know, Moravian merged in 54. The men's college down in Winston-Salem went under, so it no longer exists.
Oh, boy.
So the women's college is down there. That's one of our sister colleges. But those are really the major educational entities. The Moravians are all over in missionary work.
Correct.
But the centers that they got to start educational units are...
Is our Moravian, your Moravian college, the only one with a theological seminary attached to it?
We used to be able to say that, but Teku University in Tanzania has started a seminary for Moravian ministers.
Okay, you're the model.
We're the model. We're the older one.
That's great. What do you see, Brian, happening? I mean, we've talked about your strategic plan. We've talked about the need for students to be prepared for, you know, 3-4 career changes in their life. Their jobs aren't there. You know, we know that, you know, your enrollment's going, other colleges are maybe not having that same percentage of success because of just what's happening with, I don't know, money that costs to go to college, et cetera. For sustainability, I mean, you mentioned the college in Salem, Winston-Salem went under. I mean, it's real important. I mean, the education is wonderful, but the business side is also just as challenging today. What do you see happening, and how are you sort of addressing or positioning Moravian for sustainability?
Well, one of the greatest benefits of Moravian for sustainability is Bethlehem and the Lehigh Valley. Our students can get jobs. They can get co-ops, they can get internships, they can get clinicals right here. They don't need to leave, they don't need to go anywhere else. So we need to continue to build our endowment, because the endowment is what spins off money so that student tuition doesn't have to be raised as high. And we need to continue to have graduate programs and diversify. Just like your 401k is diversified, if I only stay in undergraduate education, I, A, don't meet my mission of providing the Lehigh Valley with the educational opportunities it should have, which has been the Moravian mission since 1742. And two, I don't diversify for when the recession hits and people need to move from one career to another career that's more prolific right now. So that's going to be for us the sustainability, growing our we're going to be staying at 2,000 students on the undergraduate market, but we're going to be growing graduate programs in the professional areas that are of need here in the Lehigh Valley. So serving our mission to support education here in the Lehigh Valley. And we will continue to grow our endowment, and our alums hopefully will continue to support us as they were supported when they were at Moravian. You know, we have to provide them with the students with the finest classrooms,
facilities,
you know, all that kind of stuff. And that costs money.
Oh, it does.
The alums are the ones that end up paying for it, because someone paid for it when they went to school. So it's giving back. It's about giving back.
paying it forward, giving back, you know, extremely important. And I'm thinking, you know, when you say about growing your graduate programs, I know that there have been a number of people I met who have come back to gone to Moravian for their master's degrees, and you've mentioned some of the areas that are going to be expanding with that. I think probably with this technology situation, there's going to be a lot more of those existing today in the workforce that need to come back and get a little bit more astute on their technology skills.
So our vision is that if you've been part of the Moravian community, we're going to be there for you for the next degree, certificate, training in whatever delivery fashion you want it. If you want it online, we're going to have it online. If you want it blended, if you want it face-to-face, we'll have it face-to-face. So we will own our community and provide them with those, exactly what you're talking about. It's college is not going to be, I'm done at 21 anymore. You're going to have to re-enter college for retraining as you have a 60-year work life.
Continuous learning.
Yep.
Continuous learning. Listeners, we're about to close tonight's Lehigh Valley Discourse, but I just want to ask Dr. Grigsby, is there anything else going on that we should, you know, in the next month or so that we need to alert people to?
We have Jeffrey Toobin coming to campus. You can go to the website. That's part of our Cohen lecture.
Okay.
And you should see that's open to the public. And that is in October. I think it's October 21st or 22nd, sometime around there. So Jeffrey will be talking about the political race and where it is right just before November.
It
would be
sign up.
Great to come to Johnson Hall and hear about him, hear what his thoughts are on this. So it's open to the community. And there's lots of salons and music. If you're a music aficionado, please go to our website and see all the things that are going on, because we have some great artists coming in.
Okay, moravian.edu.
Moravian.edu.
Okay, great. Brian, thank you so much for spending the time with us tonight. Listeners, thank you for listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse on WDIY.